Just incredibly disappointed. It was a game that we deserved to win, that I have no doubts about. But what Burnley showed the reason why they are where they are. They can win games and draw games in different types of way. In the end, perhaps their physicality, their directness managed to get them back in the game. But it should have been, I felt, out of sight by then. I thought we were the side that had the better chances, the better opportunities, and you've got to make the most of them. Otherwise, you know, what happened at the end of the game can happen.
And of course, that goal coming so late in the day as well, Chris. And there's just been the situation where the ball may or may not have crossed the line. What did you make of that, Chris?
At the time, I didn't know, and I still haven't seen it. What I have been told is that it was over the line. So if that's the case, it's obviously one that we've got away with. And I can only say that because of what I've been told. But I also felt that on their equalising goal, I thought there was a foul on Connor Goldson. But at that stage, they were putting a little bit of pressure. They were getting very, very direct. And I think with the physicality and the height that they've got, they made it very difficult for us. And it paid for them in the end.
There's a lot of people ringing our show tonight, Chris, querying whether Joey Barton should have still been on the pitch. What did you make of the two challenges he was involved with?
No, I would have to say that my first impression was is that there's no doubt that he's landed on Baram and he's caught him. My first impression was there wasn't malice in it. Same with the competitive side of the game with the elbow. I think he jumped, and I think he's jumped with his arms up. So unless I see something different, my first impression is it's a tough physical game, and you know we've got to give as good as what we get.
Injuries picked up during the game, Chris. Can you talk us through those? Sam Baldock and then Bruno as well.
Sam, I think, he's just felt his hamstring. So Sam has been quite clever and quite bright on a couple of occasions where he's just felt it and he's come off at the right time. So hopefully that won't be too bad. But the unfortunate thing for us is that we play a game in 3 days' time. So whether that will be too quick, and we're hoping just that Bruno's is just cramped. That's what we're hoping.
Overall, though, Chris, the performance today, how pleased were you with the Albion performance today?
I know, I was delighted, and that's probably why there's such a disappointment now, because this group of lads deserved a win today. There's no doubt about that. And we're playing against a team that's top of the table, and you can see the reason why they are. But I thought we were good today. I thought we competed very, very well. They've scored from two set plays, you know, and in open play, I thought we was a side that was most likely to look to score. But we had to, and at 2-1... we had opportunities, I felt, to kill the game off and didn't take them. And of course, if you don't, then you know what can happen.
How big a task for you and Colin and the other backroom staff now to lift the team for Tuesday night, Chris?
I mean, that won't be difficult because they've been good all season. You know, and we've had probably a couple of games where we've not been at it to the standards that they've set themselves. It's a big, tough game on Tuesday night against a team that are very good at home. We're going to have to show levels of performance that we have done all season to get a result.
Got to just talk about the crowd, Chris. Nearly 30,000 here. I mean, the noise, with, you know, it's a new stadium, but the noise was quite incredible inside this stadium.
And I thought they were excellent today. I mean, on the back of a real quality sort of second half at MK Dons, where there was a lot to cheer about and a lot to shout about. And again, I thought they was excellent. I think it was the game that lifted them also. The magnitude of the game, the intensity of the game, and of course, I would like to think that, in the large part, they liked what they saw.
Final question, Chris. You seem to be living every kick on the touchline today.
It's a big game. It's the stage of the season. You know, you live the sort of frustrations, and at the minute, you know, I just feel frustrated for that group of lads because I thought they deserved it today. But that's what happens, and this is the end of the table that you want to be at. These are the sort of games that you want to play in, and you know, we just hope we have a few more of these.